It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Thursday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith alongside Houston DeBear back with you for another hour, getting ready for overtime and then Marlins draft special live on Fan Run TV.
Is this a Tiger Team production? Kind of feel like it is.
Do you consider Marcus Young a part of the Tiger Team?
I think the kid's got potential.
Okay.
He once had a sweatshirt with a tiger on it.
The Marlin Tiger Team production.
Maybe right. This could be considered a tryout for some members of the Marlin broadcast.
All right. Top 5 at 5. Hit it.
Thank you, Russell. At number 1, Tennessee has landed another transfer in Ohio State big man Felix Akpara. Akpara averaged 6.5 points and rebounds to go with over 2 blocks per game at Ohio State this year.
What's his first name again?
Felix.
I've been so concentrated on not screwing up Akpara that I've totally ignored it.
I'm going to call him Apopka like 30 times. I already know it.
Apopka, Florida?
Yep.
Just call him Felix.
Felix works.
Solid basketball name. We got a couple all-time name guys.
Yeah, we're set.
Darlin Stone Dubar.
Who are some other famous? All I know is Felix the Cat.
Felix Unger from The Odd Couple.
Felix Jones used to be a running back in the NFL. Played at Arkansas.
Okay.
Was Felix the Cat the same thing as that crazy cat? Had the crazy looking eyes?
Yeah.
Like the one they made the clocks out of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Felix. Is he a Disney cartoon?
No.
Fix it, so. Felix. That's from like Wreck-It Ralph or something. I don't know.
We're way off in the weeds.
Solid name.
All right. At number 2, Tennessee will take on Missouri this weekend in a 3-game series at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. First pitch tonight is at 7:30. Tomorrow it is at 6:30. And noon on Saturday. Chris Stamos and Drew Beam will start tonight and tomorrow. No announcement yet on a Saturday starter.
Huh.
Break out the whooping sticks. Maybe a couple of run rule games here. Save the arms in the bullpen.
I don't know. Part of me kind of wants to see some of the – like, I want to see Phillips for a stretch.
I want it, but you might be –
tempting it.
Okay, I feel you.
The wrath.
Here's the other thing, though. These – we talk about the home run race and the chase, whatever, the LSU team in the late 90s that set the single-season home run record.
What, do you know that record off the top of your head?
I don't.
Is it reachable?
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweeting it's going to be difficult. You basically have to get to Omaha and have an extended.
And then probably bash there
and
too.
And stay at your current rate, which is presumably going to get more difficult once you get into tournament
play.
But think of all the innings we've lost due to run rules. All the potential home runs there. Tony said it's something like 3 whole games already that we've lost.
Really? Wow.
You just got to mash for, 7 straight innings if you really want to hit it?
Pretty much.
Or give up some runs here and there, you know? Yeah. But Frank would never do that. He'd never sign.
But at some point, they're going to stop pitching. They're going to stop seeing anything that they remotely like. You've seen that happen all the
time.
But
you can't.
I mean, not everybody's going to be as dumb as Kentucky.
Somebody.
What are you going to walk the bases loaded to start the game? Like, you can't do it? Sorry.
No.
You really can't do that with us.
They're going to put them in spots where, you know, not everybody's going to be completely insane, honestly, like Kentucky, and just continue to place balls exactly where Christian Moore wanted it.
I think you're onto something with Frank Anderson sending Kirby out there, hey, we don't want this to end. Go out there and groove one like your Chan Ho Park against Cal Ripken in the All-Star game back in the day.
Give up a 2-run shot. That way we can get our home run record to where we want it.
Groove one.
Just a meatball right across the plate.
Well, we got to circle back to something. I saw a video of a pitcher who threw a 48-mile-an-hour strike.
Was it a position player?
I don't know. He was just lobbing stuff in there and getting guys out. Go ahead.
At number 3, the NFL draft opens tonight. Coverage on ESPN begins at 8. The Chicago Bears have the first pick, barring any pre-draft trades. The Tennessee Titans are picking at 7 in the NFL draft.
Hey, with Caleb Williams right here, let's go around the room. But boom or bust, your prediction for Caleb Williams in Chicago.
I'm going to stick with it. I mean, I'm not 100% either way, but I think he'll be pretty good. I don't know, man. Like, Chicago gives me some pause, too. That just seems like they have been that's a bad place to go.
That's why I'm going to disagree, because it's Chicago. It just feels like a graveyard for some reason. And they have good guys they're bringing in free agency, right? Keenan Allen has been reliable in L.A. for about a decade. DeAndre Swift, he's been forced out of a couple places, but I still think he's a solid running back.
Haven't they put a decent offensive line together?
Yeah, they will. They have.
They got Darnell Wright, baby.
Yeah, that was their mainstay last season. So they got good pieces, but again, like you said, Russell, I'm definitely concerned about him succeeding if I'm a Caleb Williams fan, just because it's Chicago.
I don't know what your definition of boom is, but if I have to pick one of two, I will take bust.
I'll stick with boom against my better judgment.
At number four, MLB scoreboard, we have several games that have gone final already. The Brewers defeated the Pirates in Pittsburgh today 7-5. Barry, you'll like this one. The Guardians, a 6-4 winner over the Red Sox. The Twins defeated the White Sox 6-3. Phillies blanked the Reds in Cincinnati 5-0. Cubbies defeated the struggling Astros 3-1. And the Mariners defeated the Rangers 4-3 in Texas.
Aw, Rick.
Few games in progress right now. You got one in a rain delay. The Royals and Blue Jays are in that delay. It's 2-1 Royals. That game's in Kansas City. The Padres lead the Rockies 6-4 in Colorado. The Dodgers are up 1 on the Nationals at the bottom of the fourth. One game will be played tonight. That's between the A's and Yankees in Yankee Stadium.
A lot of baseball going
punch
on this Thursday.
Ticket tonight.
Yeah, that's... Did the Yankees win last night?
I believe they did.
Okay, so that's a four-game stand, so you can take 3 or 4 with the win tonight instead of the split. At number five, a routine traffic stop on a highway south of Denmark's capital turned into an unusual standoff as a 26-year-old woman locked her car and refused to speak to the police officer that had pulled her over. The Central and West Zealand police said in its daily report that the woman, who was not identified, originally pulled over near a town on Wednesday for talking on a handheld cell phone while driving and not wearing a seatbelt.
Wow.
Police also noticed that the tires on her car were worn out, there was no rear window, and the vehicle's insurance had expired.
So she's not really safe.
Really pushing her luck there, huh? Yeah.
Everything.
I thought you were going to tell me she was one of these like DUI checkpoint freedom fighters.
Oh, auditors. No. Russell,
I don't answer questions.
They're called auditors.
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained, sir? What am I being detained for? Anytime I see that, I'm like, that's the one time I'm just rooting for the cops. Just start bashing their windows in with your billy club and just go full crazed cop on them. I have no patience for those people. I've really got no patience for these silly checkpoints, because they have to legally announce where they're going to be at.
Yeah.
The only people that are caught by these things are idiots. Oh. Because they'll tell you like three. It has to be in the paper and on the news.
Yeah, but who's going to see that?
A lot of people miss it nowadays.
I've seen them before. Like, they have to post them on Facebook. And KPD will post them on, we're going to be here 3 weeks. I'm like, well, I will forget 3 weeks. And where are the other ones? I just happened to randomly see this, you know.
So what was the deal? How long was this standoff? I don't understand having a standoff with the cops.
So basically,
if you're inside a car, they're going to just bash your windows in and drag you out.
They had to get a mechanic to come and remove the window, I suppose, to get her out. Because
a mechanic?
Yes, they had to get a mechanic to do that because she wouldn't budge. And apparently they found knives in there. So
she had issues.
Yeah, she's booked on that charge along with others that were not mentioned.
Is it Mexico?
Denmark.
No, it's Denmark.
Denmark.
Dutch girl went absolutely bonkers.
Dutch isn't Denmark.
Danish.
Dutch is Netherlands, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The Dutch. The orange. Or what is it? Is it the orange or l'orange?
I don't think it's either one of those, but...
What do they call their soccer team?
They do wear orange.
Yeah, no, yeah, they wear Tennessee the orange.
Yeah, they have like a nickname. It's like, I'll find it.
The police. You see these videos of these kids on the college campuses, the Chick-fil-A antifada. These winners.
What? Whoa! That was a mouthful. What?
You see, like,
the Chick-fil-A antifada.
People have gotten way too comfortable with, like, bowing up to the police. I see these kids, like, following the police around. They're swarming, you know, like, trying to arrest somebody. And you got a bunch of these other living brain donors trying to get up, like, trying to bait the police into doing something. And I don't know. Maybe it's just something that happens when you're older, but I kind of miss the days of the police cracking skulls.
You want to go full, what was that?
I want to go full Rodney King on these kids.
Whoa! Yeah, that is what you were talking
all
about.
All it would take is just the Billy Clubs. Whoa, didn't even have the Billy Clubs anymore. Just
no, right they're on, like extendable sticks
right
now.
Right on the forehead.
Oh, no. Russ wants a baton, full baton.
That you could twirl. Had the nice
night
little
stick. Yeah, the twirl. Like the Big Boss Man had, I think, is a reference we all get.
What was that infamous share? The Birmingham guy, Bull Connor.
Bring back the fire hoses. I'm okay with that.
What about the German Shepherd? Should we bring those back too?
I think they're already here. We just need to
not like those.
Have them more regularly.
You crack one of these trust fund kids right across the dome with the Big Boss Man's mallet, and they'll scatter like cockroaches.
There's actually videos when a cop does get a little teed off and does that. It's like just a pile of bricks.
Russ
just
wants to
down.
Go on like 1968 Democratic National Convention, like Chicago.
I'm
cop,
here for
crazy.
It.
Crazy. Just bashing people's heads.
I'm here for it.
I can't stand the road blockers. People just sit down.
They're the worst.
Oh, we've discussed them.
Well, they should just be. I mean, it should be. I'm in favor of a constitutional amendment to be able to just run these people over. Run, like speed bumps. Pull up to my gate, get on my plane, let Mark Nagy's crew come over and scrape them up.
Those big flat snow shovel looking shovels. Snow shovel.
Living
yeah,
in
I mean,
society,
just imagine,
people.
Either you or someone in your family or just anyone. I don't have to know them. Just somebody's in an ambulance. And you're sitting across the road.
Tucker, well done on the top five at five this afternoon. Jamie Shaw, whoever that is, on three, putting a crystal ball for Chaz Lanier to the University of Tennessee.
Hey.
Then that's the big pickup now. It feels like we're letting go. I know we keep saying, it's not done yet, but it feels like we're letting go of the Cade Tyson dream.
I don't know that we are.
You're holding on to it? You letting go, Tucker?
Until he makes an announcement, I
don't know.
I'm letting go.
Yeah, it's very few pieces of sand left in that hourglass of belief.
I see you're saying there's a chance.
I do feel like, though, I do feel like we let go of Dalton Knecht right before he committed. Because remember, we didn't even know how good he was going to be, but he come here, and I think he was supposed to go visit Indiana after us and maybe UCLA, a couple of other places, and he ended up canceling and just committing to us.
I do remember Ledlam committing before him. I forget where Ganey fell in that order.
Ganey was right at the tail end, I thought.
It was either him or Knecht that was the last to commit.
Pretty sure it was Ganey.
And, of course, Ledlam went off after 2 weeks to St. John's and Rick Pitino.
Oh, Chris Ledlam. Maybe he was the missing piece. Could have gotten us over the hump. How did he do this year?
It was all right.
I did not see a single minute of any of his games or any Chris Ledlam highlights. It is draft night. We are getting ready for the first ever Fan Run Radio draft party with our Tucker Harlan and our young Marcus Young hosting right here from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. They'll be taking you through all the draft action tonight, and a little Tennessee baseball on the side. I know you guys will have your eye
on
that, too.
Absolutely. Ledlam, by the way, averaged just under 10 points.
That's it. 9.5 rebounds. 9.5 and 7 rebounds. Let's see how that compares to Triple J.
Ooh. That's going to be close, I think.
I think so,
too. He might have edged him out in points. How many rebounds did you say?
6.9 is Ledlam, the exact number.
They're going to be like identical, nice. Aren't they?
9.5, 6.9 for Ledlam. 8.4, 6.4 for Triple J. Now, take level into account strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's playing in the Big East, but I would assume that it was a little bit tougher row to hoe for Triple J. Very similar. Boy, they're both listed at 6'6", 225 on ESPN as well.
Well, I mean, when Triple J said he wanted to come back, that's who we told to get. I mean, that's...
I wouldn't think we told him to get. I think he just got.
Well, yeah, one way or the other. But I find it kind of weird that... I don't know. That was a really weird situation. Like, Triple J is going to walk on. I'm not sure I ever bought that.
But. It wasn't the missing piece, really. I mean,
No. That wouldn't have been
Wouldn't have made.
No, I think they just classified him as a walk on and they set up some kind of deal where it, you know, part well,
they,
of.
No, sure. That's what they would have done, yeah.
Was he a walk on or was he on scholarship?
He was going to be, and then Ledlam left, and so he took the 13th scholarship.
Okay. Man, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff now in basketball. I mean, there's so many moving pieces and shuffling around.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back to your phone calls here. Let's finish up strong. Load them up. 865-288-3131. Your number to get on board. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this. Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, doing the thing on a Thursday afternoon with you. Shout out to the 37 Club. And everybody out there on the 37 Club Discord. Great day to kick the bleep out of Missouri, is what
I did see a question. Somebody's wanting to know why you pronounce Missouri the way you do. I think that may have been on X.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
I've heard it both. I don't know if what it's is not proper, just what's improper.
I've usually called it Missouri, Hawaii.
People don't say that's not a
thing. That's not a thing.
Hawaii?
No.
As a joke. Hawaii.
It's like Washington.
I've heard people call it all my life called Washington.
Yeah. I've heard Hawaii.
That's an East Tennessee thing.
You've heard what? Hawaii?
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Back myself up.
Will is next. What's up, Will?
Missouri pronunciation is terrible. That's how they call it there. But nothing takes the cake of a local. You know, people talk about Merrillville here, Maryville.
It's Maryville.
In Kentucky, they call Athens. They call that Athens, Kentucky.
Athens?
Well, they're all tweaked out on – is that a meth thing? Where they're all tweaking?
And Versailles is Versailles.
I know about Versailles.
This is Versailles, Kentucky. It's like that French place.
Yeah.
What's a hill?
Hey, the conversation about Cade Tyson and Ledlam got me thinking, do we have a – I know we've probably gone down the list of great recruits we missed on. Is there a transfer portal – almost had him game changer that we missed out on. I'll submit the all sports version of this answer goes to Paul Skeens last year, other big ones?
I really think that had Barnes not gotten turned off by when I can't remember the coach that called him out for claimed he was tampering with Uri Collins.
Travis Ford, wasn't it?
Yeah. I really feel like Uri Collins could have made a huge difference on that team that year.
You could probably throw Tommy Tanks in there, too.
I was thinking we were in
on him.
But no doubt, Paul Skeens. But the only thing with that is we were looking at him, as a catcher?
No. We were bringing him in as a pitcher. he was going to pitch.
But he wanted Friday night, and he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah,
not initially.
Wouldn't you love to get some truth serum in Tony? Because we have Paul Skeens last year.
We win it all.
Yeah.
Probably.
He was a catcher at Air Force, and when I first heard of him, I thought about – because we had a big need at catcher. I kind of thought I was kind of with Bear on that. I'm sure they had a plan to pitch.
Well, yeah, because he can hit. He can absolutely wail on it, you know, batting wise too. I mean, he was a complete player. I really didn't realize how dominant of a pitcher he was when we were recruiting him. I may have just been.
I don't think anybody did. I don't think LSU.
I was going to say, I don't think they did until they got, you know, the steroids in them.
I was just jacked up because I thought we were going to finally have a catcher that could hit and all that. I wasn't looking at him as a pitcher, but, yeah, we would have won it all last year with that guy.
Yeah. Skeens said it was the great nutrition program, moving from the military lifestyle that got him up to 98 on the gun. I'm sure that was it.
Yeah. Deer antler
but,
spray.
But, yeah, last thing on Ledlam, he and Josiah, probably comparable players. But looking back on the season a couple months later, that 26 in Rupp was, you know, with all due respect to Dalton Connect dropping 40, 39 at home against Auburn, I think my moment of the season was watching Triple J just absolutely dominate that Kentucky game on the road and get the Rupp win. So I'm happy it worked out the way it did.
You know what I'm starting to – sorry, Russ. I find irritating. I feel like Triple J's contributions here are kind of looked down on.
Oh, I don't think that's true.
Bear, I think that's interesting. The one thing I noticed with that was there was a lot of conversation about, at least early and middle of the season, about Triple J and Santi. And I do feel like their season kind of got lumped in together with Santi's struggles. I think Triple J, but really there were some low moments in Triple J's season and just like sometimes when he would not be as aggressive as you wanted, but he was really consistent. And I think I love Santi too, but to kind of lump his season in with Santi's year is what happened. And I don't exactly think that's fair.
It's weird. I'm just sitting here thinking about your statement about Kentucky being the highlight of the season, and because I kind of agree with you, and it's strange, right? A season in which we won a Sweet 16 game to get as far as we've ever been, but that Creighton game, I don't want to say it wasn't memorable, but beating Kentucky and Rupp was that the highlight of the season? Was that the high point of the season? Maybe the Auburn game at home.
No, for me, it's beating Creighton. On I feel like stage it validated us. It validated this team. I think there's going to be less talk now.
For some reason, to me, just sitting here, just viscerally, I feel like the Texas game was a more satisfying win than the Creighton.
That's the other
game.
One that came to mind. But that run against Creighton, if it had been a closer game, it was that run for me was the most fun I had watching this team all season.
But now,
the
I mean.
Thing-
it, I can see why you could argue for Kentucky, and I mean, Triple J dropped 26, right?
Yeah,
26.
He and Ziegler both went for 26. Yep.
Vescovi had a good game, man. He hit that three and then blew a kiss at the coal miner in the
went
front row.
Double figures. So, in fact, all the starters did that game.
That's what kills me about Jonas. I can't believe he willingly walked away from this.
Last thing on the Creighton win, I think perhaps I kind of feel the same way. It wasn't as satisfying as you might think. I think it might have to do with the quick turnaround. You know, you play. I don't remember if we played Friday or
didn't
or
get time to enjoy it.
That's a great point. There was no time
to
savor it.
You start getting nervous about Purdue immediately.
Yeah, you're right. We just immediately. I mean, we celebrated it, but there was just an immediate snap and clear mindset, and just putting all your eggs into the Purdue basket, and we all know how that turned out. And we'll run it back this year. We're putting a squad together, Will, man. We're coming back for more.
Yeah, well, I remember hearing recently one of the callers saying that Rick Barnes, it's lazy recruiting. It's lazy recruiting. I kind of think we can put that to bed, can't we?
God, see, that's some of the stuff we were talking about that got lost forever, those old shows. I wish we could go back through some of those. Well, they call him Retirement Rick.
That was a big one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate the phone call.
Who was he imitating on that little?
I don't know.
I couldn't pick it out.
Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Sorry, David.
What's up, Philly?
How are you, Bear Houston and Tucker doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm Georgia Coverage's first to show about basketball recruiting.
How good is Jordan Moore?
Wow, he don't know more than I do.
J-Mo's on top of it. Oh, you say he doesn't know or he does?
He knows just as much as I do.
Oh. I mean, when he starts dropping, what did he say? The Lanier, the only reason you're worried about Maryland is because the other kid from Belmont, Gillespie, went there who he played with.
On an AAU team.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, J-Mo's done his homework.
Well, I've seen Gillespie is not a great defender, and if he wants to go up there, they won't play no defense. So,
sounds like we're putting together a pretty robust NIL package to throw at Lanier and make it worth his while, shall we say, to come here. Yeah.
Is Cade Tyson still available to get? What's going on there?
Kind of interesting, man.
He's available.
Yeah, he's available. We just haven't heard much about him as of late.
Well, a week ago, he was supposed to commit to North Carolina.
Yep.
He went there and visited starting last Thursday. And here it is, a week's gone by, and he hadn't committed to him. Now they're kind of backing it down and saying he wants more money in NIL. If North Carolina don't have enough money in NIL, there must be something wrong.
I mean, or if you're these kids, though, is what's the incentive to commit early if you're wanting to drive up the price? I mean, Tennessee or North Carolina is going to find a spot for Cade Tyson, so you can kind of pit one against the other and get them in a bargaining war here. And if you're really comfortable with either school, you can go back and say, hey, this is what Carolina came with. This is what they're getting. And, you know, I'm not saying that's what's going on, but it could be.
Well, that's possible, but North Carolina's also pursuing at least four or five other guys that play his position right now.
Mm.
And we're not.
Well, maybe that's something that he's thinking about.
Minutes.
And they got two five-stars that'll be coming in next year, play the same position. So, I don't know.
You don't want to go.
He's any good at all. He can beat Ganey out. You know what I'm saying?
You want to go to North Carolina? That ugly shade of blue, no football to go to, no baseball, women aren't as pretty, too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer. Or to East Tennessee, son.
Well, I don't want to trash North Carolina. They got better basketball pedigree than we do.
Nah.
But it's better. They got better, more pedigree than Kentucky, I think. Right now, Kentucky's in shambles right now.
They're trying to act like they aren't.
Oh, they love Mark Pope.
You got any commitments yet? They got one commitment, right?
Yeah, they've got a crazy weekend
the kid
of visitors.
Was that the kid who was going to BYU?
Travis Perry, is that the guy's name?
I saw a tweet from Aaron Torres.
Madea?
Speaking of that.
Travis Perry, Calipari signed him. He's a Kentucky boy anyway. He's not going to leave and go out of state.
Yeah, that's true.
His dad's probably got a job in the coal mine, so.
It's not nice, Phil. We shouldn't make fun.
Well, you put a tweet on there after we beat him in baseball about the coal mines and everything, so why can't I talk about it?
Are you on Twitter now, Phil?
I'm not on it, but I look at it.
Oh, you're a lurker.
Yeah,
you've got an account,
and you just follow a bunch of people, but you don't post. You should post.
I got better things to do.
What you're at? I'll be your first follower.
I don't need you following me.
I'm on there right now, Phil. Come on, everybody needs me following them.
Huh.
Phil doesn't sound convinced.
No, he doesn't.
This NFL draft tonight, guys. You think there's going to be a lot of trades? I heard that's what there are. Do you think there will be?
I kind of want some of that.
Yeah.
I want some fireworks. Apparently, I was reading something from Kuiper earlier. He said the top three is going to go pretty chalk, and then after that, it could get pretty crazy.
And outside of the trading of picks, there are a couple of moves we may want to keep an eye on, because with the Bengals right now, T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson both want trades.
Yep.
And just a couple minutes ago, we got a nugget from somebody. I think it may have been Rossini. Debo or Brandon Ayuk could be traded tonight. We'll
tonight,
see.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe the Bengals get rid of Hendricks. He's their best defensive player.
Well, he wants the trade, not them.
I know, but, you know, you don't want to give up your best defensive player.
I agree.
But I guess stranger things will happen. You think Higgins is going to end up one of the team close to Knoxville?
I mean, if the I don't know. That's interesting. Like, that could change the entire outlook of the draft if you're the Titans and you think you might be able to work something with.
Well, we've got 1 year left on Hopkins' deal, right? And he's got his 1 year that he's got to work out under the franchise tag for Cincinnati. I mean, it kind of
– we'll just get him next year.
Feels like it lines up if this is where he wants to be.
So the NFL thing is going to be in Detroit, huh? That's interesting.
Yep.
And Tucker's going to have some kind of thing on the internet for this thing tonight?
Tucker TV.
Really?
It's Marlon Marcus and Tucker Hartland.
Yeah, it's going to be on the app.
Marcus, maybe he's getting a little smarter about basketball because he actually told Brent something this morning that was legitimate about Felix Alperio, that he's not soft like a dude.
Uh-oh. Well, tune in tonight, Phil, on YouTube. Get somebody to show you how to pull up the Fan Run TV on the YouTube.
Well, I tried to pull up your show yesterday on my phone, but it talked about 15 seconds that went off. I don't understand what's going on. See?
Oh, dear. Something wrong with the phone? I know we had something wrong with the radio or the stream week.
No, he said that was pulling up the show. 15 seconds. Like, I don't know what that could be.
Come on, Tiger Team.
Sometimes I can pull up the app and then it'll just shut off once I'm on Twitter. That may be what it is. I don't know what specifically Phil was talking
about. What
could
Phil's Twitter handle be?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because if he told people he's got a Twitter handle and revealed it, he'd get a bunch of followers instantly. Everybody knows him if they listen to the show.
Yeah, but he never tweet.
And he probably doesn't follow anybody.
Bye. Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-288-3131. Your number if you want to get on the program. 288-3131. Final segment coming up. We'll wrap things up right after this. Wrapping up Thursday afternoon edition of the show. Get ready for a little Tennessee baseball at 7:30, NFL draft at 8 o'clock. Big Thursday night in the universe of sports. Tennessee breaking out the dark mode unis tonight.
I think that tells me that they are excited about this series.
Embracing the dark side, shall we say?
I think they're ready for a beatdown.
The former regime's gone, but, I mean, Tony's still got to run it up on him this week. We got to sweep him.
I think they
we have to punish them.
And keep in mind, you got Dalton Bargo, who played there last year. So there's another Missouri tie, and they just swallowed our souls. I mean, were any of those game run rule games up there? I mean,
I don't believe so, but they were all like 9-2.
I mean, if you think about it, Missouri's kind of been a thorn in our side in multiple sports.
Yeah.
No, they've got a problem.
They're not Kentucky or Vanderbilt.
No. They got a problem with us.
But they're good. I mean, they're not.
We got a problem with them.
They're not. It's weird, right? They're in that in between mode. They are kind of South Carolina ish, where they don't suck, but they're definitely not ready for prime time either.
They can suck. The thing is, they have these really good teams every now and again, kind of like in football. You know, they come and they'll have like their 10, 11 win seasons, and then suddenly out of nowhere, when they're expected to have a good year, they just fall off a cliff. And then you beat up on them a few times.
That's this kid with accurate analysis, Russ.
That's why we have him on here.
Yeah.
What's the worst Missouri basketball loss you can think of?
There's only one that comes to mind.
A couple come to my mind. Konzo beating us.
That was humiliating.
That stunk.
Yelling about it in the tunnel, and then like both the losses last year were brutal.
Yeah, I was at the one at the SEC tournament last year. That one stung just because we didn't have an answer for Kobe Brown. Is that right, Kobe Brown?
Yeah, Kobe Brown.
Where is he now?
Mm-hmm. Haunting my dreams.
Just figured he's on a two-way in the NBA.
Worst Missouri football loss.
There have been some blowouts.
This year? I don't know. Maybe.
Because I know, I guess, the end of Butch's regime.
I don't
think
it was this year. This year sucked, but I feel like we've kind of given up a little bit by then.
The end of Butch's regime and the beginning of Pruitt's regime featured some very bad ones.
The Pruitt one, I'm drawing a blank on.
Matter of fact, that was Butch's last game.
Was there. Over there, and he was turning red on the sidelines, wasn't he?
That was the Will McBride game.
Yep, that was the McBride experience game, correct.
Boy, we had him running around out there with half a concussion.
What a time to be alive.
That's a Butch Jones special, man. No, he's fine. Get him back out there. He's good.
Well, who else did we have at that point?
Butch Jones is ass!
Oh, no, you didn't have another quarterback. I'm just saying he had a kind of a...
Dormady was on that team, and then I know you had Garantano, but... No trust
I think they were banged up. Did we just go to Will McBride over them?
Might have been McBride over Garantano at that point.
Looking for a spark.
Yeah.
Garantano.
Tano, sorry. My mistake.
Butch Jones. I did see a funny.
Butch Jones is ass.
It's kind of the latest trend. I was raised in. You wouldn't have lasted an hour in the asylum I was raised in. I had a picture of Lane Train, Dulander, Butch, raging out, and then Pruitt with the gator thing when it was basically looked like E.T.
We have survived many hardships. We really have. We've been through a lot as a fan base, man.
Oh, golly.
Oh, it's best not to talk about it. Think about it too much if you can help it. Chris is next on the drive. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, ready for the draft tonight. Yeah, I'm a Bears fan, so can Caleb Williams finally be the one?
How many have you been through? Who have been the worst ones to come through there? Yeah,
I saw a list earlier.
We're not as bad as the Browns. I mean, we had Cutler for a while.
Okay.
He was good.
Yeah.
Rex Grossman, Cutler.
Grossman took Trubisky, him to a Super Bowl.
Cade McNown.
Grossman was solid. Kyle Orton.
Orton was, he was like, what's that guy, Ryan, he was like a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I prefer Ryan Fitzpatrick over him. There's more pizzazz, if you will, with Fitzpatrick in the two games you get out of him.
He'd sneak into the playoffs, though, a couple of times.
Orton did?
Yeah, with the Broncos.
Yeah,
that was Tim Tebow's Broncos team.
I remember that one. He hit that one pass against the Steelers.
Steelers. It's Ryan Clark, wasn't it?
Demaryius
Thomas. Ryan Clark, that couldn't play in Mile High because he had sickle cell.
Yeah.
And the only good quarterback they've had the last, you know, whatever, 20 years or so is Cutler.
Smoking Jay.
They've had some average ones. But, you know, everybody wants to rag on them for passing up Mahomes, but so did many other teams. He was not – no one had any clue he was going to be what he is. He played in the air raid at Texas Tech. I mean, no one had a clue he was going to be as good as he is.
No.
And he wouldn't have been as good in the Bears, but a lot of it's the Andy Reid system. Obviously
Reid's a...
That incredible offensive line. I think Merrill Hogue did pick him. Strange as that. Hodge, whatever. I've been calling him Merrill Hogue all my life. I'm going to keep calling him Hogue.
I guess with that class, you didn't have a whole lot of quarterback demand because looking at the first round, you had Trubisky there.
Watson.
Yeah, Watson, obviously. Although Watson was picked after Mahomes.
No, he was before.
I'm looking at the order right now.
It's all about getting
you
in the
right spot.
You
questioning the internet, Cosmo, Chris?
I'm 99% sure Watson was before Mahomes, so I may be mistaken.
I see Mahomes at 10 and Watson at 12. That is according to Pro Football Reference.
Okay. Well, I guess – well, they were close enough, but you know. Watson, obviously, I wouldn't call him a bust, but his off-the-field issues made him a bust. So
I just didn't think much about Mahomes when he was drafted. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. They've already got Alex Smith. Mm-hmm.
Like the succession plan.
Like an insurance. Like, I'm sure you think Tennessee's going to take a quarterback in this draft?
if they do, it'll be a flyer on a guy in the late.
Joe Milton.
The Titans need to draft Joe Alt if he's available, in my opinion.
100%.
If he's available.
I don't know if it's 100%, but I'll say 94%.
I think if he's available, it's just
a little higher than that.
That takes some serious cojones to draft a wide receiver with Joe Alt sitting there.
And, you know, the Bears can thank Lovie Smith, you know, the picks from last year and this year, that David Mills, 4th and 20, they basically just put up in the air when he was the coach of the Texans. It's what gave the Bears all this draft capital, being able to trade, you know, the Panthers last year.
Giving
them Bryce Moore. And,
yeah.
I mean, giving them Bryce Young, and we got DJ Moore, and able to get Darnell Wright, Keenan Allen. I mean, it's been pretty good draft, pretty good trade there by our GM.
Game of inches.
Keep in mind, the Panthers do not have a pick tonight, and that's not a very good roster.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as a Herschel Walker trade. Pretty close.
Yeah, the Bears have 1 and 9. I don't know if they'll keep 9. They may trade back if the Washington receiver is not available. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But I don't know if y'all saw Jamie Shaw on 3 put in a prediction for Lanier to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Basketball. I don't know if that's been mentioned or not. So, yeah, they one of those guys that does all the analytical crap. Igor is pretty much of all waiting on the paperwork. You know, he's international. And Lanier, they said Tennessee has a top 5 roster in the next season if those guys are involved, which it sounds like they are. So, you know, Tony V is going to win this tournament this weekend, so let's hope.
Thank you, Chris. Great hearing from you this afternoon, my friend. Yeah, if – you know, we're at 9 guys on the roster now for basketball. If we want to go ahead and pencil in Lanier, that's 10. You want to go ahead and pencil in Igor, that's 11. So you got 2 spots to play with. And according to Jordan Moore, who joined us in hour number 1, Tennessee is scheduled to bring in Tucker Anderson from Central Arkansas.
Yes.
And Gabriel Mabor, who is a prep prospect from North Carolina. He's a big 6'10", lanky guy that both of these guys would allegedly redshirt next year and then be ready to help out the following year, perhaps. That's pretty good 13-man roster.
Sign me up for that. If that's an option, I'm taking it.
No Cade Tyson, but that's what we got. And obviously you hold a spot open for Cade Tyson until you don't, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know that he fills every spot.
I was wondering about that, too, just to see if something else happens.
See what pops loose. When do we get Zakai? August?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no rush. Let's go through and watch all the summer tournaments and go over everything. I mean, they're so particular anyhow.
So if you get Lanier and Igor, you slow play Anderson and Mabor?
Probably
one of them.
One of them for sure, because they're both projects, right?
It's not like Mabor a lot more, I would think, than Anderson. Anderson, I didn't see what he averaged, 17 points a game.
That was like 16 something,
league?
Yeah.
Nice shooter, 6'9". I kind of want him.
Might offer him a preferred walk on and make sure there's.
He ain't coming here for preferred walk on, but you could give him that spot and you'd be at 12 and slow play the Mabor kid and say, hey, check back in August.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't sound like they're going to do that. They're going to take both of those kids if they can. I think that 13 scenario is – I feel like we could be – when we reconvene here Monday, we could be done.
Would you be glad just to have it over and done with?
I mean, I don't think they look at it like that. I think that's kind of what they want.
It's all going to come down to Tyson and – Tyson and Lanier?
I think that's kind of what they want is if they can if the Tyson ship has sailed and they can lock these two kids in this weekend, I think they would be perfectly happy just to sail into next season. I look at it, Kentucky's bringing in 6 guys this weekend. You know, they're scrambling. Arkansas scrambling. Auburn scrambling. And – Britt Barnes might be about to kick his feet up on his desk, just lean back and be like, yeah,
still
I'm done.
Film. I was surprised at how much Auburn, if you looked at who all they've lost.
Aiden Holloway, I know, is gone, and their other point guard, that Trey Donaldson.
That one surprised me.
Well, he jumped from Auburn to Alabama, which is probably the most surprising part of it.
Obviously,
all.
They lost the lose Broom. They lost Katie Johnson.
No, they didn't lose Broom.
Is he back?
I think he said he's coming back.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Jani Broom?
What? He's got eligibility left.
He's a first-round pick, isn't he?
That's what I thought he was that's what I assumed. Like he was going to the NBA.
In the middle of that, I thought that's where I saw him mocked at, was like mid first round.
Maybe he's a tweener.
Yep, he's coming back for fifth year.
He announced that 2 weeks. How did I miss that? He has opted to forgo the NBA draft, and maybe I just read that backwards when I first saw it.
Means Bruce got him a bag.
Yeah, I mean.
They've got those down there at Auburn. I don't know if you were aware.
Yeah, those boosters of theirs are.
Yellowwood.
They're rather large.
He's listed at 6'8", 200.
Who?
Broom.
I don't buy that for a second.
I thought he was like 6'9".
Are you sure?
He plays like, 6'10".
Maybe that was his recruiting profile. Auburn lists him at 6'10", 240.
Yeah.
Sounds a little bit more appropriate.
That sounds right.
Why wouldn't a guy like that go to the NBA?
I don't know.
Maybe.
What's wrong with him?
He does have an outside shot.
He does.
So
we all saw him play. Yeah, he's really good.
How big a bag? I mean, it gets to a certain point where, I mean, if you know you're going to get a draft and get a guaranteed contract, you want to go ahead and get your clock started with the NBA.
Wait a minute. Didn't he get hurt late in the season? In their tournament game? At the end of the game, remember he got landed on when they were trying for that buzzer beater?
Well, they break his leg in five
I don't know.
Places?
That's what I'm wondering, if maybe he couldn't go through all the –
I forgot about that.
I know what you mean, but I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
He only announced it 2 weeks ago. If he couldn't go through the combine and stuff like that because he's still rehabbing an injury, maybe he thought it would be best to just come back.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a weird situation.
That would at least explain it to a degree. Because I have no – I just assumed he was gone.
Regardless, I'm not losing sleep over the kid. I know he's got probably more money than I'll see in the rest of my lifetime.
Watch him and Okpara and Milicic
battle it out
next year. Down there, they'll probably beat us.
I must break you, Jonai.
What?
Come on now.
Well, we never win down there. Nobody wins down there. At Auburn? Anybody think we're beating Auburn on the road next year? No, you don't. No, you don't.
They lost their whole team. I like what we got going down there.
You know Bruce will have them ready.
Where's your orange, dude?
Overtime up next on many of these fine fan-run affiliates. Good luck on your little TV thing here tonight, Tucker.
Damn, Russ.
Wasn't exactly good.
I'll be watching.
But you know what?
I'll be watching you.
Happy birthday to Mrs. S.
Hey!
From the Tiger team.
Thank you, Tucker. Always watching. Overtime up next. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.